Good evening. It's good to be back, and it's good to be able to speak to you tonight. Like I said, I was supposed to have been up last week, but I was a little under the weather, but it's good to be back. This evening, our lesson will come out of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look at a few verses here. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25-34. Title of the lesson this evening is Don't Worry, Be Happy. Matthew chapter 6 and verses 25-34. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. Verse 30. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Verse 34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In this lesson, we're going to see that worry is something that we all deal with. We also will see that worry does no good. Worry does no good. And we're just going to break these verses down this evening. And starting in verse 25 there, talks about, you know, our life in general, basically. You know, how often do we worry about things mentioned in verse 25 there? How often do we worry about these things? You know, if we're being honest, probably more than we think. You know, we need to be thankful for what we have, because we must know that God provides for our needs. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17, instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. You know, many times we don't take the time to enjoy what God has blessed us with because we tend to want more. You know, in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Verse 20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. You know, we sing a song often, you know, and the words go, the first verse just goes, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. You know, many times we are guilty of thinking about our future. You know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. A very familiar verse. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. You know, Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:25 there in our verses tonight, not to worry about these things. God wants us to put our trust in Him that He will provide for us. Our clothes, our food, you know, what we will wear. You know, if we see a need that must be met, then we should see what way we can assist in those needs. You know, it's easy to get bogged down with things life throws at us. But we must be strong and see things through. Worry does more harm than good. Most of our worries can be controlled by us. You know, how often do we worry about things that might or might not happen? Probably pretty often. Point number two this evening. We have a purpose. We have a purpose. Jesus gave us an example there in verse 26 of Matthew chapter 6. He gave us an example there of the birds. And they don't sow or reap or gather in barns. But God still provided for them, just like He provides for us. You know, we are very important to God. We were put here for a purpose. It's up to us to find that purpose. We are all servants of God, but we must choose to follow God's will and not our own. You know, we get caught up in pleasing ourselves rather than pleasing God. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 10, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You know, a good healthy question, are we walking in the manner worthy of the Lord? You know, we must do the best we can to please Him in all that we do. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Colossians 3 and verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Many times we fall off the path of righteousness, but we must get back on. You know, sometimes we get caught in our own self-pity, but we must lean on our brothers and sisters to help us in our times of need. You know, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. He created us to be like Him, but He allows us to choose the path. We are made in His image, but we must not allow sin to creep in our lives. Third thing this evening comes out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Worry adds no time to life. Worry adds no time to life. You know, chronic worry and emotional stress can trigger a host of health problems. The problems occur when fight or flight is triggered daily by excessive worrying and anxiety. You know, in Luke chapter 10, verse 41, and this is Mary and Martha. This is talking about Mary and Martha there. Luke chapter 10, verse 41. But the Lord said, or the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. And we must remember that Martha was basically complaining here about Mary, about her not working and not doing. But Jesus saw this by her complaining that Mary wasn't helping her serve. You know, she went as far as telling Jesus what to do. Said, tell her to help me. You know, have you ever felt like Martha? Like you're the only one that's preparing things and that's serving. You know, it's always better to have more to get things done. But we shouldn't take away from those who are doing the will of God, or at least, or even reading God's word or learning. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Also in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Just when we think we are alone, we must realize we are never alone. You know, it's awesome that we can go to God in prayer. You know, anytime anytime that we need to. He's there. He's always listening to our hearts. Often we try to handle things on our own, but God knows better than we do. God knows better than we do. We must learn to take a day at a time and try not to worry. And any time that we do, we should pray. You know, worry takes away from everything that we do. And people around us can see that. You know, our mood can change. How we are with each other. You know, our confidence should be in the Lord. Many times we can lose sight of what God can do for us. We lose sight of that. We should have less worries if we can go to God in prayer. You know, He understands our needs. Fourth thing this evening comes out of Matthew 6 and 28 and 29 there. Are we ever satisfied? You know, it talks about the lilies of the field grow. You know, how can we grow by how much we worry? We can't grow if we worry. But many times we don't allow ourselves to spiritually grow because we become out of in our relationship to God. We may not have that relationship sometimes. We should be drawing near to God each and every day. You know, talked about Solomon there. Solomon had everything. At least that's what he thought. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 through 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. Verse 12, I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of God. Verse 14, I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that men should fear Him. You know, Solomon thought he was chasing after the wind in many things. You know, he understood that God provided, and we should fear God. And that's a reverence of fear, a reverence, a deep respect for God. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 17. Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 17, so I hated life, for the work which had been done under the sun was grievous to me, because everything is futility and striving after the wind. Solomon was wise and rich, but he knew that wasn't all life had to offer him. Many times we lose focus and become worldly instead of chasing after righteousness. Psalm 119 and verses 15 and 16. Psalm 119, verses 15 and 16, the Bible reads, I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. You know, the world can't offer us a home in heaven, and God has, and the invitation is always open. You know, if we know what to do, and we don't act on what we know, there will be consequences. We must choose to do the right things over the evil things. The next thing, we need a strong faith. We need a strong faith. You know, our faith will be tested throughout our time here on earth. Hebrews chapter 11, we know that that's the chapter of faithful people. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, it's talking about a biblical faith here. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And then if you go down to Hebrews 11 and verse 6 there, and without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. You know, even in our prayer life, we must think that God is not listening, but we know He hears our prayers. We must be patient for His answer. Patience is something that we must all practice. You know, we live in a world who wants results right now. We tend to forget that it has to be God's will. You know, in Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 and 22, talking about the barren fig tree here. Jesus answered and said to them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, and you will not only do what has done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. If we have the necessary things to live, then we should not want more. You know, God doesn't want us to worry about things that we already have. He doesn't want us to do that. Let us put our faith in God and know that He loves us. Life can be hard sometimes, but we must keep our eyes on the prize, which is a home in heaven someday, if we are found faithful. The next thing comes out of Matthew chapter 6 and verses 32 through 35 there. Seek first the kingdom. What are you seeking today? What are you seeking today? Are you seeking the kingdom? We should be. The good thing is that God understands, He understands our needs, and we must allow Him to work in our lives. Psalm 10 and verse 4. The wicked in the haughtiness of his countenance does not seek Him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. What a sad statement that is, but that's there are people in the world today who think this, that there is no God, and they don't see Him working, but it's sad because God is there for each and every one of us. He's there for everyone, and there's those who are seeking after their own pleasures, and they don't even know who God is and what He can do. But we as Christians, we have a purpose to teach others about Christ and His love for us. There will be those who accept God's word as truth. There will also be those who won't want to listen. We must not give up hope on those who don't want to listen, because maybe they will want to later. We must not get frustrated as we try to bring more souls to the kingdom. In Psalm 40 and verse 16, let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love you, who love your salvation, say continually, the Lord be magnified. You know, we should rejoice if we are in Christ each and every day, if we are doing God's will. In Psalm 105 and verse 4, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. You know, our strength comes from God. We have a God of comfort. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So we have a God who comforts us. There's nothing too big for God to handle. We must put our faith in Him. We all have doubts sometimes, though. We have doubts. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. So doubt can do many things to our mind. Have you ever doubted God? That's a question that we must all ask sometimes. Have you ever doubted God? And I'm sure many of us have at one point done this. The more that we study our Bibles, the closer that we draw to God. We must not doubt what God can do. Thankfulness is something that we must practice. How is God working in your life? Is God working in your life? There's more to being a Christian, and hopefully we look forward to many more years of being of service to the kingdom. You know, we should take our cares and concerns to God and let Him help us through our trials and tribulations. God is never far from us. He's never far from us. In Philippians, in closing, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. We should not worry so much, but be happy that we are in Christ. Let's share our happiness and with those who don't know God. Let's share that. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.